Oh, hi, Alex. My name's Damien. I bought my car in a little while ago to just get the clutch done and a couple other things. I was supposed to come in. Well, he said don't book an appointment, just wheel by, because there was like a little sound coming from, like a spinny sound, and I don't know if it's a wheel thing or a clutch thing. But he said just bring it around and just they'll just take it around the block to get an idea of what the sound is. I was hoping to do that tomorrow, if possible. Probably earlier. Like, what time would be good for you guys? All right, I'll aim for that. Cool. The other, I was just wondering as well, with gauges, because my car came with, you probably saw, it had this gauge that was flopping about. It didn't have a proper mount to it or anything. But I was wondering whether you guys sell decent gauges and install them and. Yeah, any ones you'd recommend or. Oh, it's just an 008 Forest, like an SG Forester XT. Yeah. Yeah, does that usually come hand in hand, like the gate, the housing comes with it, or. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was gonna ask, because like I know that there's like some people use this app, the Talk app or something, and they're on their phone and so you reckon it's worth getting an actual physical gauge, hey? Well, more stuff for safety in case in advance if like, something's like there's a boost leak or anything else that needs tending to. Just knowing that, pretty much wanting to know that. That's it really. Okay. 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 Right. Do you think, I mean, for my car, do you reckon it's worth having a gauge? It came with the previous owner, and like, so I was thinking about toying whether I remove it or the boost gauge. Oh, it just hasn't, they didn't put a proper mount on it, it's just flopping about. Yeah. Okay. Andrew. Yeah. Yeah, okay, that easy enough to. As in, like, remove it. How much does it cost for you guys to do it? What are we talking? Okay. All right, good to know. The other thing is, those cooler boxes that the cars came with, the heater cooler, like where it was like where the stereo was. It was like a double din kind of thing. Do you guys install those? Oh, I got all of them. all of the parts needed for it. So I just got it from, you know, the Japan parts or whatever. So they told me this is all the other stuff you need for it, like these little pipe and some little light thing or something. But yeah, I was just wondering whether that's something you guys. Yep. Sweet. And the last thing was my mate, one of my mates, he put an H6 in his car, in his Forester. Do you guys do that, H6 swaps? Because I've got an NA Forester as well. Is it worth it? More than the stock. Okay. Yeah, gotcha. I just like the idea of it, but yeah, I get it. Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and okay. And the other thing I was looking at doing is, I think I mentioned to you guys a while ago, putting in the some upgraded front Liberty GTB brakes, like the rotors and the calipers, the 316s, yeah. I've got the upgraded brake lines already, just installing them all around. How much does it cost for you guys to do that? Except for the rotors. Okay, that's actually, and just a day's job, I'm guessing. Sweet. Okay. All right. I'll be by tomorrow anyway, I guess. But thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Okay. See you. Bye.